Hi there, listeners. It's Farnoosh, and I just want to say I'm really honored that you've chosen to subscribe to So Money. I know there are a lot of podcasts out there. The fact that you're here is not lost on me. Now, if you're enjoying these episodes and you're benefiting from the advice and you want more, I've actually created something really special for us. It's called the So Money Members Club. It's an online platform where you can connect more closely with me and engage with fellow So Money fans who want to become more empowered in their financial lives. The website is SoMoneyMembers.com. And when you go there, you'll learn all the benefits, including exclusive monthly finance workshops, private group calls with me. You get your questions answered in our member community. I'm often in there weighing in, and you get instant access to all of our workshop recordings. We have a robust library that's growing. So far, we've had workshops on investing in real estate, kids and money, and how to earn more in 2024. And most of all, it's fun, positive, encouraging, all the things personal finance should be. Go to SoMoneyMembers.com, and I hope you'll join us. I'm limiting enrollment, and doors will close soon. Check out SoMoneyMembers.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hosting the So Money podcast for almost 10 years, I've been learning a lot about how to best serve you outside the show. I've begun to offer pop-up workshops and a So Money members club. And with each new line of business, a lot goes on behind every transaction. Stripe helps simplify and ease payments with Tap to Pay on iPhone, which helps me grow revenue and reach through accepting more in-person contactless payments when I'm out in real life promoting my programs. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe give me the ability to scale quickly and stay flexible with quick setup and no additional hardware required. And it's not just ideal for me. From local pop-ups to global retailers, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe help businesses of all sizes accept contactless payments right from an iPhone. Whether your customers want to use their card, Apple Pay, or other digital wallet, now you can accept contactless payments right from an iPhone. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. Bonus So Money episode with Busy Phillips, actress, author, and social media star.
You're listening to So Money with award-winning money guru Farnoosh Torabi. Each day, get a 30-minute dose of financial inspiration from the world's top business minds, authors, influencers, and from Farnoosh herself. Looking for ways to save on gas or double your double coupons? Sorry, you're in the wrong place. Seeking profound ways to live a richer, happier life? Welcome to So Money.
In my career, I have had instances. I had one many years ago where the offer was well below my quote, you know, what I normally would get paid for an episodic for television show. And, you know, my agents at the time were like, well, we think you should take it because the show's going to get picked up and it's going to go for a long time and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, but I'm worth more. I know that I'm worth more. I've done all of this work up until this point and I'm not going to take it. Like, why would I do that? And I ended up not taking it. And they were not wrong. The show got picked up and was on the air for many years. But I have never regretted it, not for a second.
Busy Phillips is known for hit shows like NBC's Freaks and Geeks, the WB's Dawson's Creek, and ABC's Cougar Town. She's also a writer and a social media personality with about 2 million followers on Instagram. I recently caught up with Phillips on her media tour with her brand partner Hotel Tonight. Busy and I are both fans of Hotel Tonight for last-minute travel. And during our convo, she mentioned yet another role. It's one that's not as public-facing, but it's just as notable. Fierce negotiator. In this interview, which is a little short, but jam-packed with insights, Busy talks candidly about the financial freedoms that come with having a popular social media platform and the time she walked away from what would become a successful TV series. We kick off by going back in time. I asked Busy about growing up and some of her earlier memories around money and the lessons she learned growing up. Here's what she had to say. Hey, Busy, how are you?
Hi.
Let's talk a little bit about money. When you think about how you learned about money as a kid, Busy, were there any early memories? I know you started working really young, but were there any like money moments as a kid that as an adult woman now you're like, wow, that was a real learning lesson?
I always worked. I always had jobs. That was something that my parents tried to instill in me from a fairly young age. I was a babysitter. And then, I got my first job at a mall when I was 14, I think. And then when I was...
What store?
I worked seasonally at the Body Shop over Christmas or like over the holidays, making gift baskets and selling Satsuma orange smelling body wash.
As one does at the Body Shop, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, like seasonal mall help was the way to go when you were a kid. And then I worked in restaurants. I worked at California Pizza Kitchen. I taught theater to kids. I worked at a theater company and taught like preschoolers theater. I also was a nanny one summer when I was 17, all while still working at the restaurant that I worked at as a host. I truly have been a person that has always worked. Like, I'm just a person that works. And then started acting, making money as an actor when I was 17 years old in an industrial job, essentially for the Mattel Toy Corporation. But my parents, you know, were always insistent that I take responsibility for the things that I had. So when I turned 16, my parents, you know, I grew up like upper middle class privileged, and my parents bought me a used car, but it was my responsibility to pay for the gas and to pay for the car insurance every month. I had to pay them whatever it was, like $100, I don't know, something like that. And for clothing, you know, my mom had a very small budget for back to school clothes. So anything over that I had to pay for myself. And then when I was in high school, like I didn't get an allowance. I had a job. And so all of the extracurricular stuff that I wanted to do, movies and dinners and clothes and whatever, presents for people in the holidays, like I was on the hook for that myself. And so, you know, that just like instilled a really strong work ethic in me, I think, from a very young age.
We know that people who have a good work ethic are usually good at earning. And so when you got like that first big paycheck, I don't know when that was for you. Do you remember the moment and what you, how you felt and what you decided to do with it?
Yeah. I mean, it was that job when I was 17, because up until then I'd been, you know, earning minimum wage, plus tips at a restaurant and minimum wage at, you know, retail. When I did that job for Mattel, I got paid a ton of money for 2 weeks of work, being a live Barbie doll at the toy fair. It's kind of incredible. It was an incredible job. And I asked my parents if I could. I wasn't sure if I was going to have to put the money away or like how that was going to work. But I did put a lot of it away. And then I bought my Honda Civic car stereo system. I don't know. Maybe I'm going to take you back to the late 90s, but it had a detachable face. And it was very exciting to me to be able to get like a cool CD player put into my car.
I love it. Good choice. Fast forward to today. It's no secret your BFF, Michelle Williams, she is such a voice for women and equality. And I'm just curious, like from your perspective, Busy, what is a tip that you would give that you practice personally when you're out there earning the money? And we know that transparency is really important, but sometimes you just don't know. And so what's a way that you advocate for yourself when it comes to earning money?
I mean, my industry is unique in so many ways. And, you know, and I'm also a privileged white woman. So it's always going to be, it's all different for me. Hard for me to know if my advice is a thing that can work or would track. But I do have to say that in my career, I have had instances. I had one many years ago where the offer was well below my quote, you know, what I normally would get paid for an episodic for television show. And, you know, my agents at the time were like, well, we think you should take it because the show's going to get picked up and it's going to go for a long time and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, but I'm worth more. I know that I'm worth more. I've done all of this work up until this point and I'm not going to take it. Like, why would I do that? And I ended up not taking it. And they were not wrong. The show got picked up and was on the air for many years. But I have never regretted it, not for a second, because I think that knowing, I think it always would have stuck in with me. You know, I wouldn't have been able to let it go because they didn't value me enough. And they're like, well, this is the most money we have for you. And it's like, well, then you don't want me that bad. You know, like you, that's the bottom line. I'm not worth enough to you. So I think that there is something to knowing your worth and being able to like take the advice of people around you. But at the end of the day, it's your call and you know what you're going to be okay with and what you're not, you know. And one of the things I do think that having transparency and being open with other people, even women who you may consider yourself in competition with, is actually kind of vital as we're striving for pay equality, because that is a thing that, you know, we have to start to look out for one another. And, you know, you think about like these boys clubs and whatever, you think they don't communicate, you think they don't give each other advice on how to handle these situations or what to ask for or what to say when you're told no. Of course they do. They have, historically speaking, for years. And that's, you know, part of the thing that we need to continue to work toward.
Yeah, it sounds like what I'm hearing is be willing to walk away.
Yeah, you have to be willing to walk away. Yeah.
What would you say was your biggest financial win? Do you have a moment that you were like, I advocated for myself, or, you know, just anything that would categorize as a So Money moment? The show is called So Money.
So Money. That's so funny. We were just talking about the movie Swingers last night.
Yeah.
It's really weird. A So Money moment. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I guess I guess the last several years for me have been really transformative in terms of how I have been able to take control of, you know, making money and making the decisions on the kinds of things I want to do and partner with brands directly and, you know, monetizing my Instagram. You know, monetizing my Instagram was a huge So Money moment, because, I mean, I can't even tell you, I've gotten cornered at parties by actors who of many different levels asking my advice on how they get to do the thing that I have been able to do, because it's offered as a performer and an artist so much financial freedom to not have to take a bad job, to be able to, and that's one of the things, like when I say I'm like speaking from a place of privilege, like it's very easy for me to say it's, you know, you have to be willing to walk away, because I have that privilege. You know, I've also like been in the position where I couldn't walk away. And then, you know, you're in a really tough spot. And that can be a thing that ends up sort of feeling like it holds you back, you know? But yeah, I would say that that's definitely been really like a game changer for me.
What's your financial goal for 2020?
You know, I'm looking forward to building more relationships with brands and continuing to figure out like what the next step my business looks like personally, and whether that's you know, continuing brand partnerships in the way that I've been doing, or if it's maybe something else. It might be something else.
It'll be exciting to watch. And thanks. I love that you're referring to yourself as a business.
Yeah.
Because you are a business. I think that's owning that is really, really awesome and busy. Thank you so much. Happy holidays.
Thank you too.
You can follow Busy on Instagram at Busy Phillips. And I loved her book, This Will Only Hurt a Little. Check it out. Available where all books are sold. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. And I hope your day is so money. Hosting the So Money podcast for almost 10 years, I've been learning a lot about how to best serve you outside the show. I've begun to offer pop-up workshops and a So Money members club. And with each new line of business, a lot goes on behind every transaction. Stripe helps simplify and ease payments with Tap to Pay on iPhone, which helps me grow revenue and reach through accepting more in-person contactless payments when I'm out in real life promoting my programs. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe give me the ability to scale quickly and stay flexible with quick setup and no additional hardware required. And it's not just ideal for me. From local pop-ups to global retailers, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe help businesses of all sizes accept contactless payments right from an iPhone. Whether your customers want to use their card, Apple Pay, or other digital wallet, now you can accept contactless payments right from an iPhone. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. For the longest time, I dreaded buying bras. It was like shopping for jeans. Impossible. You want a bra that's sexy? You want a bra that's comfortable? You can't have both. Well, now you can, thanks to Third Love. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, the ick, the ugh, out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem or brablem. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school. Get smoothing, you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made with premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a AA cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with the code PODCAST15.